WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 49 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. When summer break starts at Texas A&M, expect construction to resume at the new interchange by Easterwood Airport.
The new Divergent Diamond Interchange at FM 2818 and FM 60 is 3 months behind schedule, according to Bob Colwell at the TxDOT Bryan District Office. He says not much has been accomplished since January due to yet-to-be-resolved design issues, along with utility conflicts and the weather. Some work is expected to start in the next week and more after school lets out, when construction crews will be competing with fewer drivers. For those who drive the freeway in Bryan, TxDOT plans to open new southbound ramps between MLK and WJB by the second week of May. After that, TxDOT plans one more ramp closure to rebuild the southbound Briarcrest exit to tie the ramp into a new auxiliary lane. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
If you're planning to appeal your new property value notice, the chief appraiser at the Brazos Central Appraisal District reminds you to bring evidence.
If you have a 4,000 square foot home, don't bring a bunch of one-bedroom, 800-square-foot home sales. That doesn't do any good.
Right.
But we look at similar-type homes, and we value them accordingly.
Mark Price, during a visit on our show, says they look at home sales over the last year as part of setting values.
Let's say there's 10 homes in what we consider your neighborhood that have sold. We'll look at those homes relative to what we had them on the roll for last year, and it may indicate that the value has gone up, say, 5 or 6% this year. Every home in the neighborhood, not just the sold properties, will move every home in that neighborhood up about 5 or 6%, whatever the number indicates.
Price says a second batch of notices are going out by the first part of next week. The appeal deadline for the second batch is 30 days after the notice is delivered. For those who have received their notice, the legislature moved up the appeal deadline to May 15th. And Price says there is still time to drop in the appraisal district office for an informal meeting. The Snook School District is one of 25 recipients of a state grant to bring more educators to rural districts. The Grow Your Own grant campaign came out of a rural school task force that included Snook Superintendent. The Texas Education Agency says the grant, among other things, will help paraprofessionals get teaching certificates and, in some cases, bachelor's degrees. Another item involving Snook ISD is that early voting is underway for the district's $8.2 million bond issue. The voting schedule and details about the bond package are online at snookisd.org. Revenue from an endowment established by Texas A&M 46 years ago by a nephew of the man whose name is associated with Kyle Field has exploded in recent years. That led the A&M System Board of Regents at its last meeting to expand the scope of the unrestricted funds. The system's chief financial officer, Billy Hamilton, told the Regents for many years the 16,000 acres in Loving County west of Odessa was generating $1 to $2 million a year.
20 years ago, in 1998, the endowment was valued at about $1 million. At present, the mineral income from this land is running about $1 million a month.
Mineral rights from 142 wells currently in production will continue to provide funding for a program in the College of Agriculture. The Regents will control and the Chancellor will administer the balance towards what Hamilton called the strategic interests of Texas A&M. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 49 degrees. Text us your news tips, traffic alerts, and photos to 979-695-1620, powered by Citibank, where the Y in City stands for you. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Well, here she is. What do you think?
Buddy, you said you got a new car. That's a golf cart.
No, it's the Onward from Club Car. A new personal transportation vehicle. Gets me to the club, all around the neighborhood, and the golf course.
That is a nice ride.
It's more than nice. I get fresh air, save on fuel, and cut down on wear and tear on my other car. Plus, you can personalize it with genuine Club Car accessories. Pick your favorite color, gas or electric, lifted or non-lifted, and two or four passenger. Mary loves to drive it over to the neighbors for game nights.
That does sound pretty good. Where did you say you got your Onward?
Aggieland Golf Cars. Ah, I can see your wheels turning.
I'm just thinking about how to make my Onward better than yours.
Onward from Club Car. Great for getting around your neighborhood, your property, and even the golf course. Go to clubcar.com or find yours locally at Aggieland Golf Cars on Highway 30. Sales, service, parts, rentals. That's Aggieland Golf Cars, your authorized Club Car dealer. Financing available on-site. Shop now at AggielandGolfCars.com.
Dang, Jake, did you get a new truck?
Nope, just have my old wheels powder coated. Makes the whole truck look brand spanking new.
Oh, let me guess, Jungle Rat Panda Frosting coated them for you.
Earl, it's Jack Rabbit Powder Coating. They sandblasted my wheels to bare metal, sprayed on the new color, and baked it on for a lifetime of good looks.
Well, come on, let's take a ride and show them off. Forgot to gas up again?
Maybe, but at least I didn't forget Jack Rabbit Powder Coating. It's definitely a company worth remembering.
News Talk 1620 WTAW checking some weather here at 7-Eleven. It's brought to you by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. And now daily service to the Austin airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
It'll be partly to mostly sunny through today. Your high temperature reaching 74 to 78. Tonight clear to partly cloudy, cool 52 to 56. Nice day coming up on Friday, 75 to 80, sunshine and scattered clouds. Again, clear and cool at night near 55, and a mix of cloud and sun will greet us on Saturday. High temperature close to 80. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking the Fightin' Texas Aggie football at the NFL draft.
Oh,
Christian
yeah.
Kirk is looking to be make it 8 years in a row. He's not looking to be 8 years in a row. He's looking to make it 8 years in a row, in which an Aggie's been taken in the first round. Got to catch up with Christian following last month's pro day.
I'd be wrong if I said, you know, it didn't mean anything. It definitely means a lot. Definitely be able to carry on that tradition. And then that's every kid's dream, to be able to go to college, have a great, successful career, be a first-round draft pick.
So we'll hear a little bit more from Christian coming up. Also talking Aggie men's golf, Aggie women's golf, and, the Houston Rockets. They're moving on to the next round. Big whoop. All that and more coming up in sports.
The draft.
Money, money,
money,
money.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. That's horribly shallow, isn't it? It's all about being able to wear a fancy uniform and play all over the country.
Yeah.
To play the sport you love,
exactly.
Scott.
And go
continue
out there,
your dreams.
Give 110%.
Yep.
For the team.
Now, you know, I guess if you care about that, there have been Mel Kiper and all these other people who have been given their opinions for how long?
A long time.
Okay. Now, this thing starts tonight at sometime, what, 8 o'clock?
7 o'clock central,
all right,
yeah.
7 o'clock, and it'll be in Arlington. I'm just thinking, you know, in today's world with social media, if the first pick is like at 7:15, it's everywhere by 7:17. Every place.
Yeah.
There's no surprises. It's social media. Everybody will, you know, race to post this kind of stuff. So how long are you really going to sit and watch that?
So, and is this the first? It's always been in New York City, right?
Well, no, they moved it. Was it 2 years ago?
Chicago.
They
moved
okay.
it to Chicago. Yeah. Last year it was in Philly. Yeah.
Okay.
So they
so
tried moving it around.
They're
okay.
moving it around.
So. That makes sense. That's yeah. good. Because,
well,
you know, the fans that always showed up in New York were just kind of.
Right. Well, they're New Yorkers.
They're New Yorkers.
That's right. So as a result, but I'm just saying, how much longer could you want to, you know, do you care? Is there any drama?
Some people
left?
Care, Scott.
I guess so. That's fine.
I mean,
so,
you still have to watch it for, yeah, it's going to be everywhere in 2 minutes.
Now,
but
Zach,
if you want to be the first.
Zach, are you going to post it for us so we'll know?
Yeah, Taylor's there,
yeah,
isn't
I can.
He?
Yeah,
oh,
we've
that's
got
right.
we've got Taylor
there.
Travis. We've got our man on the ground. I'll be
right.
visiting with him this afternoon for afternoon sports.
All right.
And then we'll have some audio from him following the night one tomorrow morning.
Right. Would you please find out from Taylor what food they've got in the media break room? Because
okay.
that's really all that matters.
They have great mac and cheese at Jerry World.
But I don't know that they'll have that for this.
They better.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
and the popcorn.
Yeah, we'll see.
Oh,
what's
man.
Popcorn? Yeah.
But yeah, they got popcorn.
Okay. Hey, get ready to bid a fond. So we'll have all that
okay.
complete coverage. Get ready to bid a fond farewell to most of Ford's car lineup.
Say what?
Yeah. Popular Mechanics says Ford's North American car lineup will soon be nothing but the Mustang.
Yeah.
And the upcoming Focus Active crossover. Current Ford Taurus will end production March of 2019, while North American market Fiesta production will cease in May of 2019. There isn't a specific timeline as to when they'll end the Fusion production, but the conventional Ford Focus hatchback that just debuted in Europe last week will not come to the United States at all.
So this is only for their cars?
Yeah, all those cars disappearing in favor of SUVs and trucks.
Okay.
Yeah, Ford says that they'll do 2020, 90% of the offerings will be trucks, utilities, and commercial vehicles.
They're coming back with the Bronco, and I'm excited.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, that'll be
2020, so I don't know if it's one of those things where it actually comes out in 2019, but it's a 2020.
Yeah.
But 2020, the Ford Bronco makes its big comeback.
Now, that's interesting. I forget what the Chevrolet had something that was like the Bronco, and I don't know what it was called. But the other thing is that they went to Bronco 2, if you remember, which was a little bit smaller version.
Right.
And again, that's when gas was a little bit more expensive, and so they did that. But you're right. Those were kind of forerunners of what we now use as SUVs.
It's
a vehicle that's got some more storage space into it. Somebody who remembers, what was the Chevrolet version of that? But anyway, I know the Bronco was the deal.
And Trailblazer, course, maybe? Well, no, not really.
The deal is,
I mean, it wasn't the Tahoe, was it?
I'm not sure. I can't remember what. I never owned one, so I'm not sure.
Okay.
But the deal is, of course, it's all about, it really is all about trucks when it comes to Ford, because they've had like the number one selling truck for like 127 years, right, or something like that.
Chelsea going to buy a white one and just drive about 30 miles an hour down Highway 6.
Okay, no.
What is that about?
O.J. Simpson.
O.J.?
Oh.
The famous
Jeez,
chase in the white Bronco down the highway. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I know.
I was like four when that happened. Yeah. Even I got the joke.
Well, you made the joke, so I hope you got it.
Right. Sometimes I don't get my own
the
jokes.
Blazer, the Chevy Blazer.
That's it. That's what it
and
was.
And it's so funny because I had a friend who had one in high school, and it was kind of a purplish color, and we called it the Blazin' Raisin.
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah. Now, I'm sitting in a Landry Seafood the night that slow chase is going on.
Okay. Yeah.
And just not want, just belligerently not wanting to watch it. So that's why I
turn the channel. I don't want to watch OJ.
Hello. See it.
That would be the Chevrolet Blazer.
Yeah, got that. Good. Thank you. Did you own
one? So many people text us.
Did you own one?
No, I did not. And actually, the original Bronco was much smaller. It was more the size of the Bronco 2.
Oh, did they start small, then they got big, then they went back small again? Huh? Is that how that worked?
Yes.
Okay, good. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, the phones exploded on that.
Oh, so. We have so many text messages.
Thank you for letting me
thanks,
know.
Thanks, guys. You guys are the best.
That. Yeah, it's exactly. And you know what? Those vehicles survived without something that we have all over the place now.
GPS.
Cup holders. There were no cup holders in those things, right?
What'd you do with your, you had to just keep it in your lap?
Day,
less distracted driving probably, too.
Back in the day, they had a little thing you could hang in your window. Okay, you slipped it in and it had a place for your cup. But, I mean, now you look at it, there are more cup holders than there are seats in the car.
Yeah, what did we talk about? That one vehicle, it had like 17 cup holders.
Absolutely. That's the world we live in. All right. So Subway has announced they're closing 500 stores in U.S. America this year.
Wow.
Well, no, not really.
Okay.
I mean, you think that's a big number, don't you?
But they don't they outnumber McDonald's?
They do by tons.
Yeah.
There are 26,000 nationwide locations of Subway, which is more than 10,000 locations that even McDonald's has. Okay, now they've got a lady CEO. I was reading an article about her last week. She's pretty interesting. I mean, she comes from the family that started it. Okay,
the Subs.
Yeah. I mean, she used to have to cut meat and vegetables in their first store up in New England. Anyhow, her name is Suzanne Greco. Told Bloomberg News, we want to be sure that we have the best location. We focused in the past on restaurant count. Now we're focusing on strength and marketing share. And that's one of the things you think about. I guarantee you, without saying any particular names, and I won't.
Okay.
You've been to franchise locations that were horrible.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
They were dirty. The food, yeah, the food's the same, but the entire surrounding is not.
Right, the atmosphere.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that Subway is, but what I'm saying is what they're trying to maintain is the quality of the experience.
The consistency,
yeah.
Yep.
And when you get that, I mean, again, yeah, they can figure out how to make the sandwich, but you want it to be an overall experience. So I guess that's probably where she's going on that.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Speaking of overall experience, I think I drove by a Chick-fil-A yesterday when there were only 7 cars in line.
What?
Wow. You must have drove at a weird time.
Did you just go? Did you go ahead and get in line?
No,
just
I didn't.
Because?
No, it's like 3:15.
Told you.
Know, so that's why, yeah, I know. Now, it's kind of interesting because, you know, when you go there, you don't get your welcome, do you? You
my
get
pleasure.
My pleasure. Mm-hmm. All right. The story is the legend.
And then Zach goes.
The pleasure's all mine.
That's it. Yeah. And then they write down your
and I wink at
and
them.
And they write creep.
Yeah, they write down your license number. The rumor is that Truett Cathy, who was the founder, got the idea while staying at a Ritz-Carlton. Apparently, he wanted to make sure that his restaurant stood out just like that luxury hotel chain did. So that's the reason.
Cool.
Don't know that it's true, but that's the story that they tell us anyway. Hey, get this. Guy's name is Buhan Mehta. He's from Houston.
Okay.
Think about this if you do that valet parking in the big city, okay? Same service that he uses every day, handed his keys off on Monday morning.
Yikes.
Never saw his car again. Police have reviewed security footage, noticed that an unidentified man was hanging out around the valet lot. The same man is seen posing as a valet when the real valet took a potty break.
Mm-hmm.
Basically took the keys, drove off. So,
man,
they're investigating.
I saw a preview for a movie coming out where, like, the kids are valets and they steal the car and then they drive back to the driver's house or something.
Okay.
And they go back to the house and it turns out he's got, like, a girl tied up in there.
Ooh.
Oh.
So then the whole thing, like, just unravels.
Uh-huh.
How about that Golden State Killer, huh?
Yeah.
He's, how old is he? He's
72
years
and he was
old.
And he was a cop.
Yep. This is a pretty interesting story if you have not heard it. 72-year-old man arrested in California, charged with 2 counts of murder after a cold case DNA test matched him to the East Area rapist who committed at least 12 murders and 45 rapes.
Wow.
Guy's name is Joseph D'Angelo, was reportedly a police officer in California, Auburn, California, with some of the crimes committed more than 30 years ago. Pretty amazing stuff. That's one of your ultimate cold cases.
Yeah. Think about it from the family's perspective after going that long without it unsolved with it unsolved.
And then Patton Oswalt, who is a comedian, and you'd probably recognize him if you Googled him.
He's the one who does our Famous Bowl stuff that we talk about.
Right.
That's Patton Oswalt.
And his late wife, Michelle McNamara, she was the journalists who did the most digging and wrote, was one of the authors of I'll Be Gone in the Dark, which had everything to do with this killer, the Golden State Killer. And she passed away about 2 years ago from, she died in her sleep. But
right, he
was quoted in saying, you know, it's kind of bittersweet that, you know, hopefully they found this guy because she spent basically, you know, half of her life investigating this.
This is not happy type stuff, but this Patton Oswalt reading the afterword of her new book.
One day soon, you'll hear a car pull up to your curb, an engine cut out. You'll hear footsteps coming up your front walk like they did for Edward Wayne Edwards 29 years after he killed Timothy Hack and Kelly Drew in Sullivan, Wisconsin, like they did for Kenneth Lee Hicks 30 years after he killed Laura Billingsley in Aloha, Oregon. The doorbell rings. No side gates are left open. You're long past leaping over a fence. Take one of your hyper-gulping breaths. Clench your teeth. Inch timidly toward the insistent bell. This is how it ends for you. You'll be silent forever, and I'll be gone in the dark, you threatened a victim once. Open the door. Show us your face. Walk into the light. And that's what he did today. So it's
that's from her book. Wow. That's pretty, amazing stuff. And just hiding in plain sight, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
He's living his life.
And I think they've interviewed a couple of his neighbors, and they said, you know, he's kind of weird. And, you know, I think they called him a creep. But, you know, nothing that anyone, I don't think, would have assumed that he was capable of that.
Anything like that. All right. There you go. 7:24.
Bring it. Household hazardous wastes and electronics to the free collection event April 28th from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the University Services Complex. The event can be accessed from Harvey Road east of Highway 6. No entry will be allowed from University Drive. Visit TwinOaksHHW.com or call 979-764-3809 for more information. Bring it. Paint, batteries, pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, pool chemicals, gasoline, expired unused medications, old TVs, computers, monitors, and more.
Trust. The dictionary defines this word as being a belief that someone or something is reliable. Every roofing contractor says, "Trust me," but after the storm work has passed and they are gone, do you trust that they will honor their commitments? Do you trust that they will come back and be reliable? Don't trust in someone that's here today and gone tomorrow. Go with the name that Brazos Valley has known and trusted for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:26. Our weather is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Going to be up to about 75 today with winds out of the north at 5 to 10. Tonight we'll be down to 54 or so. Tomorrow near 80, but the north winds continue actually for the next few days, which ought to make it pretty pleasant. We'll still be around 80, but the north winds are okay. And sunshine going all the way through the middle part of next week. Could use some showers, and there's a 20% chance on Monday. Right now, winds out of the northwest at 7. We have fair skies out there, and it's 49 degrees.
When buying compact construction equipment, you're most concerned with performance, warranty, longevity, and price. Performance. Yanmar's commitment to bringing you powerful fuel-sipping engines and relentless innovation is second to none. Warranty. Yanmar provides an industry-leading 4-year, 4,000-hour warranty that others can't touch. Longevity. For over 50 years, Yanmar has been the name to trust to withstand the toughest working conditions. Price. Call John Jarvis at ASAP Equipment today, and you'll be more than pleasantly surprised.
Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family for friendly hometown family service. Contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
You may not know this, but for years, union membership has been tanking. A rising organized labor group, however, just might turn things around. The newly formed Campaign Workers Guild boasts some successes already. They've helped organize staffers in at least a dozen Democrat campaigns and one political consulting firm. Apparently, Democrats running for office treat campaign workers like dirt, but the staffers complain of low pay, long hours, horrible working conditions, and it's all been ignored for years. So now unions are organizing these Democrat campaign workers to force Democrat politicians to treat them like human beings. And guess what? This is causing panic among some high-level Democrats. Steve Hildebrand, deputy manager, Obama's 2008 run, says political campaigns are short-term gigs, so unionizing doesn't make any sense. Besides, working on a political campaign isn't like other jobs. It's a cause. Hildebrand worries that if Democrat campaigns are heavily unionized in 2020, campaign workers won't put in enough hours to win. Well, what delicious irony. Unions are actually targeting oppressed Democrat campaign workers to find new members, and the Democrats are opposed to unions? If this new labor movement costs their Democrat pals the election, wow, would that be icing on the cake? Who would have believed this?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
I was just reading the obituaries, and you know Bob from down the street?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, his lawnmower died.
Should we send flowers?
No, Karen, it's a lawnmower. We should send Mechanic in a Bottle.
This spring, if your lawn equipment doesn't start right up, get Mechanic in a Bottle. You don't need to remove the carburetor or, worse, pay someone else to do it. Mechanic in a Bottle will clean the fuel system and have your lawn equipment running within minutes. Available at the Home Depot, Tractor Supply, and Walmart, or visit mechanicinabottle.com. Trusted by engine and equipment manufacturers everywhere.
Every business needs great people, and a better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter revolutionized hiring. Their technology finds great candidates for you. No wonder 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. Goodbye, post and pray. Hello, ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Try it for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Bienski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Bienski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bienski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 49 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by American Momentum Bank. Building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Now is the time for Brazos County property owners who have received the new valuation notices to have informal visits at the appraisal district office.
What happens is people, they'll put off coming to visit with us when, if they want to. And by that time, it's getting busy and we're scheduling people for hearings and it's harder to walk in. So we're usually getting people in and out and 30 minutes.
Chief Appraiser Mark Price on our show says property owners should be prepared to talk about their valuations and not about their taxes.
Don't just come in and say my value's too high. If you know a realtor who can get you some sales in the neighborhood, and look at similar type properties to yours.
If you have received your notice, the appeal deadline was moved up by the legislature to May 15th. Price says a second batch of notices are going out by the first part of next week. The appeal deadline for the second batch is 30 days after the notice is delivered. Those who drive by the site of the new interchange by Easterwood Airport might be wondering about the absence of activity since the first of the year.
According to Bob Colwell, the TxDOT District Office in Bryan, the project is now 3 months behind the original schedule. Colwell says not much was accomplished between January and April due to the combination of weather, utility conflicts, and redesign issues. Colwell says they're looking at ways to get back on schedule once he calls the delaying issues are resolved. More work on the Divergent Diamond Interchange at FM 60 in 2018 will start of the next week and will really get going during A&M's summer break. On another local TxDOT project, Colwell says the next to last freeway ramp being built should be completed by the second week of May. Those are the southbound ramps in Bryan between MLK and WJB. When that opens, the last closure involves rebuilding the southbound Briarcrest exit ramp to tie that into a new auxiliary lane. The construction of new freeway ramps has been going on since June of 2013. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Early voting is underway in the Snook School District regarding the district's more than $8 million bond issue. Voters have two questions. There is a $7.5 million package that includes a new addition for fine arts, art, and career and technology education, along with a new multi-purpose stadium for football, track, restrooms, and concessions, and a parking addition for 200 more vehicles. In a separate question, voters will decide on a new softball complex. Early voting began Monday and continues through next Tuesday. More information is on the district's website at snookisd.org. Another item involving the Snook District comes from the Texas Education Agency. Snook is one of 25 recipients of a state grant to bring more educators to rural districts. The grant, among other things, will provide money to help paraprofessionals get teaching certificates. Two Bryan men remain in jail following their arrest for a burglary of a West Brazos County home. A third person under the age of 17 was taken to juvenile detention. The sheriff's office asked for higher bonds for the two adults because both may be responsible for other burglaries in the area that are under investigation. The victim reported the break-in after seeing the three suspects in his home. Two of the three were caught within 20 minutes after the initial call. The third was caught in about 2 hours with the assistance of multiple officers on the ground, those in a DPS airplane, and the use of a drone from Bryan Police. Former President George H.W. Bush is spending his first full day in a regular hospital room after he was moved out of intensive care yesterday.
Today's news validates all the reports that we've been hearing, that the Houston Methodist staff doctors there did a phenomenal job of reversing what was a very serious situation. So we're very pleased by that.
Comments from family spokesman Jim McGrath also included Mr. Bush, quote, is alert in talking with hospital staff, family, and friends, and his doctors are very pleased with his progress. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush told an audience at Brown University in Rhode Island that his father will be leaving the hospital tomorrow. In 1972, a nephew of Edwin Jackson Kyle, the Kyle in Kyle Field, gave Texas A&M 16,000 acres of land in Loving County, west of Odessa. In recent years, the land donated by Sid Kyle has become black gold for the university.
This is a fracking play, and there are more strata to explore. There are currently 142 wells being either in production or drilled on the property, and nearly 4,000 mineral acres in production.
The A&M System's chief financial officer, Billy Hamilton, reported revenue from mineral rights have increased from $1 million for all of 1998 to $1 million a month. That led to the action by the Board of Regents last week to add beneficiaries to the unrestricted gift.
The current quasi-endowment will be repurposed and transferred into an account where it will be allocated by the chancellor to support the strategic interests of Texas A&M University. This will allow funding to be used to support important initiatives of the university in consultation with, obviously, with the system.
And a program in the College of Agriculture that has received funding from the Sid Kyle Endowment for 25 years will continue. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 49 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Rebert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It's America's number one killer, targeting men and women alike. Heart disease. Fortunately, you have Baylor Scott & White Health to help protect your heart, providing innovative heart care with trusted expertise in cholesterol management, heart transplants, and everything in between. It's time to make a healthy heart your number one priority. Find a cardiologist on the medical staff at Baylor Scott & White Medical Center College Station by calling 979-207-3300 or visit bswhealth.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's have a look at the weather. Brought to you this morning by United Roofing for over 40 years. Locally owned United Roofing has been repairing leaks and replacing roofs damaged by high winds and hail. Let United Roofing pros take care of your commercial and residential roof repair and replacement. Call 846-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
It'll be partly to mostly sunny through today. Your high temperature reaching 74 to 78. Tonight clear to partly cloudy, cool 52 to 56. Nice day coming up on Friday, 75 to 80, sunshine and scattered clouds, again clear and cool at night near 55, and a mix of clouds and sun will greet us on Saturday, high temperature close to 80. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports tonight is round one of the NFL draft up in Arlington. Going to be having it at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. Christian Kirk will be looking to make it 8 years in a row that an Aggie has been taken in the first round. We'll hear a little bit from Christian if he is able to accomplish that feat, what that would mean to him coming up. Also talking Texas A&M men's and women's golf and the Houston Rockets moving on to that next round. All that more coming up in sports.
There you go. Congressman Bill Flores joins us this morning from Washington. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Great to be with you again.
We had a story that you may have heard during the news. The Kyle family gave 16,000 acres to Texas A&M a long time ago, and now the oil money that used to be $1 million a year is $1 million a month. It's in Loving County. It's not. It's in Loving County, and I know you were in the energy business. Did you ever have to go out to Loving County, Texas?
No, everything that our companies did were mostly focused offshore in the coastal areas of Texas and Louisiana. So never spent much time out in Loving County.
It's amazing. There are 133 people live in that entire county, but per capita, obviously, they're the richest folks in America because there's a lot of oil money there. Hey, let's turn our attention to Washington, D.C. this morning. Ronny Jackson withdrew his name from consideration for the VA. Your thoughts there?
Well, it's a shame that we lost him. I was hoping to have another fighting Texas Aggie in the president's cabinet. But lots of allegations came out about Admiral Jackson over the last few days. I'm not sure what was true and what wasn't, but this seems to be a typical routine now, is that the president will put a name out there. And candidly, he's probably not doing a very good job of vetting the nominees that he's coming up with. And then the left goes and tries to dig up dirt on these folks, and then they just sort of kill them by a thousand cuts. And so Ronny decided to withdraw his name from consideration, and so the president will have to go back to the drawing board and find another VA secretary nominee. And whoever the president picks, I hope they will spend some time to vet that person pretty extensively so that we can make sure that that this type of activity won't happen again in terms of the malicious smears. Now, it's going to happen, but hopefully you find somebody that's just not going to have as many weak spots. And I'm not saying Ronny Jackson ain't weak spots. We don't know. It's just they were just killing him with allegations.
Now, in a situation like this, again, to be quite honest with you, there are a whole bunch of folks in America who don't care who the secretary of fill in the blank is. But when we're talking the Veterans Administration, I mean, it's 350,000 employees, and it's taking care of our veterans. So without having somebody in place, is the operation in any way changed before they actually have an official head, or do they still do the services and get the things done?
Well, they still do the services and get the things done, albeit some of it's done well, some of it's done less well. When I talk to the veterans in our district, that said, the president has an imprint that he wants to put on the direction of the VA. And without your political appointee in a position, it's harder to make those changes. It's harder to steer the organization in the direction the president wants it to go. The president has clearly made veterans a top priority, and so without having his person at the helm, it does make it harder to try to change the bureaucracy to fit the president's desires to put veterans first.
Congressman Bill Floor is joining us from Washington, D.C. Of course, the Supreme Court's finished their term, but earlier this week, one of the last cases they heard had to do with redistricting of congressional districts in South Texas. Tell us what that means necessarily. Of course, we won't hear until October, but what does this mean for Texas, not only in the congressional level, but on the state level?
Well, I don't expect, as you know, I don't expect it to happen because of the timing of when the Supreme Court's issues its decisions. I wouldn't expect that it would have any impact on the November 2018 elections, but it could thereafter. But really, by the time you get that to that point, you're almost into redistricting again. But here's the situation. There are a bunch of allegations that were made by various groups in the state that the districts were not drawn fairly, and there were some allegations that they were drawn with racial bias. And so there was a court in San Antonio, a three-judge panel in San Antonio, that determined that there was racial bias in the maps. And so the court redrew the maps, and then a few years later, going back to 2015, they basically said, well, the maps we drew had racial intent as well, because the racial bias was in the original legislative maps. So they threw the maps out and tried to start and told the state that it had to draw new maps. The state went ahead and appealed that decision to the Supreme Court, and arguments were heard yesterday. It affects a few House seats, a few House-drawn districts, state House-drawn districts for state representatives. And then there are two congressional districts where they said that there were racial bias. One is Lloyd Doggett's district, which covers part of Austin down towards San Antonio, and then Blake Farenthold's district, the district that Blake Farenthold used to represent, which runs from just east of Austin over toward the Houston area. And so the court has said that those two districts are out, and then that case was heard yesterday. We'll get a decision in the next couple of months on what's going to happen there.
But now part of the fallout, could it not be that Texas once again falls under scrutiny of the federal government for anything that we do? And we just got out from under that problem just a couple of years ago.
That's correct. It could. We could be under what's called judicial review under the Equal Voting Rights Act. But based on the prior decisions this court has made, I don't think they're going to be inclined to do that. First of all, I think it's when you actually dig into the case, I think it's going to be hard for them to prove racial bias. And I find it kind of fascinating that the three-judge panel down in San Antonio ruled that way because it was their map that they drew,
right?
That they suddenly threw out their own maps and had racial bias, and it was a pretty torturous argument that they tried to use. So I really don't think that the court is tend to move away from this judicial review because it's inherently unfair, because it typically applies to states that have gotten their acts together when it comes to voting rights, and it leaves out the states where you have more actual racial bias in the voting districts, particularly those up in the north.
Congress, the joint session of Congress heard the president of France speak this week. Presume you're there. You have any thoughts there?
Yeah, I was there, and I thought he did a really good job, and it's pretty impressive that he was able to deliver it in English.
Yeah.
He talked about the longstanding relationship among the French people and the American people, which goes back to our Revolutionary War back in the late 1700s, and the way we have fought together, not only in World War I and World War II, but also in the War on Terror. He did get off in some areas where I think he spent an inordinate amount of time where we just don't agree with the people of with the government of France. Mm-hmm. One is that he spent a lot of time talking about the Paris Accord, which is a flawed accord, and I think President Trump was right to pull out of that and to try to renegotiate a way to deal with climate goals that will really work other than the Paris Accord. And he spent a lot of time trying to talk about the Iran deal, which he thinks ought to be maintained, but it's another classic Obama failed deal, and it needs to be renegotiated. Now, he did come up with four pillars of a renegotiated deal, and three of those I thought were pretty smart. I don't think it was a good idea to come over and sit in joint session of Congress and tell us how to run our business.
I guess he needed sound bites.
Because I don't think we'd do that in France.
He needed sound bites to take back to the home country, I suppose.
Probably so.
Anything legislatively this week to talk about?
Yes, the big deal that we have right now is the reauthorization of the Federal Aviation Administration. It has not been reauthorized on a long-term basis for several years. And so we have a five-year reauthorization bill up on the floor over the next 2 days. There are 116 amendments we're going to have to vote on over the next couple of days. So it's going to be a long, drawn-out affair. That said, it is a bipartisan bill. It does modernize the FAA and the air traffic control system. There was a last-minute push by the chairman of the Transportation Infrastructure Committee to put an amendment in there to move toward privatization of the air traffic control system. But about 40 of us as Republicans got together and blocked that, so he pulled it back out at the last minute. I thought it was kind of a last-minute effort to do something we thought was already dead. So it's going to come to the floor. It's going to be a clean reauthorization with some good 21st century modernizations that are needed badly.
All right. Congressman Bill Flores usually joins us on Wednesdays. You can hear the entire interview archived on the website at WTAW.com. Again, thanks for the time this morning.
You bet. Great talking to you. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country, our military men and women, and our first responders.
Thank you, sir.
Since 1998, Marblecraft has been the Brazos Valley's premier installer and fabricator of granite countertops, marble showers, and vanities. Hi, I'm Joe Orsak. At Marblecraft, we do residential and commercial remodeling from tear-out to make-ready, including plumbing and electrical services. For a free estimate, give me a call at 846-3881 or check out our website at marblecraftbcs.com. Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. At Marblecraft, it's always our privilege to serve you.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and I want to thank Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family Minute to you each morning.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. Extract Light treatment is available locally, exclusively at Child's Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. Extract Light treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Child's Dermatology to schedule your Extract Light treatment and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Author and speaker Kerry Casey learned a valuable lesson from his four-year-old daughter. It happened one Sunday while Kerry reviewed the sermon notes he was preaching later that morning. Just before everyone loaded into the car for church,
His daughter jumped into his lap. She saw her dad's notes and asked if he was ready to preach. But since she was only four, she asked it this way, "Daddy, are you going to be a sermon today?" That question impacted Carey so much that he rethought his entire sermon that morning. He posed his daughter's questions to the full congregation, "Are you going to be a sermon?" And he's been challenging his audience with the same truth of it ever since. People like to speak their minds on social media. I'm all for it, as long as it's respectful and doesn't bring harm to anyone. But I think we all need to do less talking and more doing. Do we talk about how concerned we are for the kids in our city? Or do we serve at a community center? Do we preach about caring for the less fortunate? Or do we volunteer in a local soup kitchen? Do we back up our words with our actions? Strong convictions are a virtue in your circle of influence if your walk matches your talk. The values you preach will only transform your marriage, your children, and your community when you live them out every day. So if you want to make the world a better place, don't preach a sermon, be a sermon. For more to help you thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Let's play Guess That Mineral. What makes clothes cleaner, skin and hair softer, and can even save you money every single day? Here's a bonus hint. It's also delicious. That's right, salt. Adding salt to soften your home's water supply makes appliances run more efficiently for cleaner clothes and a lower electric bill. Plus, it removes harsh minerals, making skin and hair silky smooth. Get the full scoop on salt-based water softeners at alittlesalt.org.
Why do we call it small business? Why not agile business, nimble business, dance circles around the big bulky behemoths business? Ooma Office, the small business phone solution, has a virtual receptionist to direct calls to the right extension and a mobile app to help you answer while away from the office. About all that's small really is the price, starting at only $19.95 a month. Visit Ooma.com, that's OOMA, or call 866-649-9377 to find out more. Ooma, the phone your small business deserves.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning at 7:51. Number 2 Texas A&M men's golf sits in 14th place following day 1 of the SEC Men's Championships. The Aggies finished 16 over on St. Simon's Island, 20 strokes behind first place Vanderbilt. Sophomore Brandon Smith paces the Aggies individually at 3 over, good enough for a share of 36th. Round 2 gets underway today at noon at the Sea Island Golf Club. Now for the Aggie women, they've been selected to play in the Austin Regional, making it 18 straight years that the Maroon White have made the postseason. Things are set to tee off Monday, May 7th at the University of Texas Golf Club. The first round of the NFL draft is set for this evening in Arlington. Texas A&M wide receiver Christian Kirk will be looking to make it 8 straight years with an Aggie taken in the first round. I asked Christian after last month's pro day what it would mean to him to achieve that feat.
I'd be wrong if I said, you know, it didn't mean anything. It definitely means a lot. Definitely be able to carry on that tradition. And then that's every kid's dream, to be able to go to college, have a great successful career, be a first-round draft pick, and walk across that stage. So that's definitely a goal of mine. But like I said, you know, wherever I get picked up, I'm going to be blessed. And, you know, once I get to the next level, then that's a new chapter. And, you know, I'm going to have to go on the field and do my thing.
We'll just have to wait to see where Christian lands. The Cleveland Browns have the first overall pick, followed by the New York Giants and the New York Jets. The Dallas Cowboys hold the 19th overall selection, while the Houston Texans don't have a first-rounder this year. Things are underway at 7 o'clock at AT&T Stadium. The Houston Rockets have advanced to the NBA's Western Conference semifinals by taking out the Minnesota Timberwolves in 5 games. Clint Capella's 26 points and 15 boards were among Houston's highlights in a 122-104 win over the T-Wolves last night. Here's Coach Mike D'Antoni following the victory.
Well, that's to me, that was the whole thing. First half, I think James had 5 and Chris had 2. Trevor, PJ, Eric Gordon, Clint kind of kept the center. We had 55 points anyway, with those two guys getting, you know, 7 points. So obviously it was big. It was huge. And then PJ hit a couple of daggers in the corner that is his shot. It's not, you know, and I knew we'd eventually get there. So with their defense and their ability to be able to do that.
James Harden overcame a slow start to score half of Houston's 30 points in the third quarter and finished the night with 24 points of his own. The Rockets move on to play either Oklahoma City or Utah in the next round. Justin Verlander pitched seven sharp innings, and the Houston Astros beat the LA Angels yesterday afternoon 5-2.
Fastball command was very, really good. Felt good coming out of my hand. Probably best my body's felt up to this point in the season. I think hopefully I'm kind of to the point where my body's just kind of getting used to the routine of every 5 days and recovering well, and ready to get rolling. Just kind of keep it going, start to start.
With the win, Verlander is now 4-0 on the season. Offensively, reigning AL MVP Jose Altuve connected for his first home run of the year as the Astros put a stop to a two-game skid. Up in Arlington, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa hit a go-ahead single in the fifth inning, and the Texas bullpen protected the lead to give the Rangers a 4-2 victory over the Oakland A's. Texas's relievers combined for 4 1/3 hitless innings in the win. Here's skipper Jeff Banister.
The ability to get these guys out there and off the field in positive situations, close the door for them. I believe it'll go a long ways, get them back on track mentally and physically. But I think more than anything else, a day off tomorrow and ability to get some guys some rest time. Probably more importantly was the job by Chavez in that situation to come in and bridge us to those back into the bullpen guys.
The victory helps avoid a sweep for the Rangers and snaps a four-game win streak for the A's. And that's been your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. As the custom pool and spa season kicks into high gear, we're often asked, just how do folks pay for a swimming pool? Well, for the longest time, your only options were to pay cash or refinance your house. Things have recently changed, and in a big way. In our effort to make things as simple as possible for you, we've partnered with two of the largest swimming pool finance companies in the country. You can now simply apply for a signature loan and get approval within 48 hours. Most folks don't realize just how easy this can be. Don't let a fear of the unknown get in the way of your family's dreams. Reach out to us and let Sunshine Fun Pools find you fantastic financing options. And you'll be pleased to know that Sunshine Fun Pools will continue to give away our top-to-bottom plus in-floor cleaning system, the perfect complement to our outstanding equipment from Hayward. It's just one step closer to a hassle-free pool, and we're giving it to you for free in the month of April. Give us a call now so that we can help you create your family's story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, candidate for Brazos County District Clerk. As district clerk, my primary responsibility will be service to the courts. I will be a full-time district clerk, working daily with the courts to improve the current processes and ensure the district clerk's office is doing all of its duties assigned by law. Vote for me, Gabriel Garcia, for Brazos County District Clerk in the primary runoff elections on May 22nd.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign, Pat Sedcheck, treasurer.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over six decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, a couple of minutes till. All right, what innocently started, I don't know, 45 years ago has now turned into the passion of Dave Paul. Dave's from Alaska. After collecting hammers, Dave and his wife, Carol, have now opened the Hammer Museum.
Of course.
It's in Haines, Alaska.
Oh, I was hoping there was a Hammer, Alaska.
No, betting there are not a lot of people live in Haines.
Probably not.
Today, the museum has over 2,000 hammers.
Whoa.
And over 7,000 items in its collection. The Hammer Museum. Got your claw hammers, got your blacksmith hammers, got your hammers to lay down the railroad ties, all that kind of stuff. Got your cobbler's hammers, hammers from the colonial days.
So many hammers.
Yes, and one from the Industrial Revolution. And so who should they have singing at the grand opening? be MC.
MC Hammer.
MC Hammer. Okay,
Hammer time.
No, I'm just saying that. They don't know. They apparently have a website. The mission says to preserve the history of the hammer. Because if you don't, people will forget there are hammers out there.
I wonder if it's... wonder what the oldest says. Hammers date to around 3.3 million years ago.
Yeah. You know, last year, 2 years ago sometime, I went to the National Hardware Convention in Las Vegas.
Of course you did.
And they had hammers there. And I'm thinking, you know, that's pretty low tech because they had a lot of high tech stuff. But
right.
They had hammers because you got to have those, right?
Always making it better.
Hammer's a fantastic tool.
Going to be 75 today. That'll be pretty nice with north winds. Brian Broadcasting Station, Newstalk 1620, WTAW, College Station, Brian.